16% of Pennsylvanians filed for unemployment during the second half of March. That's the highest share of all but three states in the economic shutdown aimed at containing the spread of COVID-19. The state's unemployment system is overwhelmed, with jammed phone lines and an online claims portal that's crashed multiple times. Some people who do manage to file successfully are encountering major processing delays and cannot get through to anyone for guidance on what to do. PA Post's Emily Previty caught up with one Lancaster County man who's in limbo.
Like many Pennsylvanians and Americans, Jim Redkay found that life started changing rapidly right around St. Patrick's Day.
COVID was really in the news, and as I listened to the news, things were getting worse.
Governor Tom Wolf and his counterparts in other states had been closing schools and encouraging social distancing to try to prevent COVID-19 cases from surging and flooding healthcare systems. As a result, the master woodworker says he was already on alert and changing his behavior.
When I went to the service plaza, I was really skeeved out about touching the doors. So I used paper towels to open the door and did not touch anything. And I didn't touch anything in the driving compartment of the vehicle that I use. I mean, I took off my gloves, threw them away, put a new pair on when I went in the house.
Redkay's been with the same small contracting firm for more than half his life. They're based in Lancaster County, but he's on the road a lot, often hitting multiple job sites in the same day. He wears gloves at work anyway, but on one of his last days on the job, he also took a quick detour to buy cleaning supplies, just in case.
I came home that night and I said to my wife, I don't think I want to work anymore. So the next morning, I sent a text to my boss telling him, because I'm 64 and because of the situation, that I'm not comfortable being out in the field.
It turned out his boss had already decided to lay off some of his staff because jobs were starting to cancel. So the next day, Redkay went online and filed an unemployment claim.
The confirmation page came up on the screen, and I don't have a printer here, so I took a picture of it. And I found out later I could access it on my tablet again, but I guess that's just being a boomer.
Then the waiting began. For the uninitiated, the next step is for the state to mail a letter with a personal ID number needed to complete the process. Redkay's was supposed to arrive well before we spoke last Friday, but it had not.
We're very conscious of how frustrated our fellow citizens are with this at times.
State Labor Secretary Jerry Alexiak says the recent surge of unemployment filings is partly due to Pennsylvania's quick action on social distancing and business closures. Some experts say the state's relatively strong union presence and generous benefits package also are factors, along with workers paying directly into the system. That last point could encourage them to seek help without hesitation because they feel like they've earned the benefits.
Pennsylvania does not have any kind of a mandatory sick leave or mandatory family medical leave, as many other large states do. So we are the first place that people can turn to.
As for the state's limited capacity to handle the influx, to start, the Department of Labor and Industry was gutted a few years ago during a state budget standoff between Governor Wolf, a Democrat, and the GOP-led state Senate. Some staffing and funding have since been restored, but the agency hasn't quite recovered. Alexiak says that's already being addressed.
We've started to add at least 100 more new unemployment comp staff.
Also, more than 100 workers have transferred from other state agencies to help, and another 50 labor and industry retirees are coming back next week. In the meantime, it's unclear whether state officials can do anything to make up for system delays and get cash to filers faster. Filers like Jim Redkay. He seems calm about the situation. After all, he has savings and isn't facing any sort of imminent crisis. But still, Redkay was left feeling like he wanted to at least try to move things along.
I thought, well, you know, Hail Mary pass. Let's just see if I can get in. And I just started dialing, you know, the UCPA.gov number, the 1-888 number, and redialing it. And lo and behold, it was either 4 or 5 minutes after 8, I got through.
Ultimately, he used the automated system to set up a callback with somebody to try to figure out why his claims delayed. The call is scheduled for the end of this week. Emily Previty, PA Post.